difficult loss this evening. You need to win your home games. That's the thought process that's clearly prevalent each and every time we line up to play here at Lambeau Field. We didn't get it done tonight. And really, I think one of the biggest factors was handling the football. So we had opportunities to catch the football, protect the football. We didn't do a very good job. They did a better job than we did. We had some opportunities for takeaways. We didn't get it done. And, you know, when you practice each and every day and things you emphasize and you expect to show up in your performance and it doesn't, it's a bit frustrating. So hard loss. Congratulations to Chicago. It was a tight game. We knew the weather conditions were going to be a challenge. It was a challenge for both teams. You know, did some good things, had some big plays. They made more plays than we did. Had the opportunity there at the end there with down there at the 8-yard line with the shots, and we didn't get it done. So we're off to when we get these guys healthy here the next 2 days, and we'll get on Detroit on Sunday. But you know, you got to take care of business at home, especially when we didn't do that tonight. Disappointing. I'll take your questions.
How do you get Devontae back on track? Obviously, you guys think the world of him, but he's obviously going through a real tough stretch here for you.
Didn't have a very good day today. So, I mean, the practices, the preparations, I don't see an issue, but the carryover, the consistency that we're getting from, you know, certain areas, it needs to pick up. So, too many mental errors. So we just got to keep working, and we definitely need to get better as we go into Detroit.
Mike, what's supposed to happen on the interception there? Rodgers throwing to a spot?
Well, it's a basic route. Didn't look like it was a very good route. I didn't have a very good perspective on it. And, you know, there's a collision with the defender about 6-7 yards down the field. And that's a result of it.
Mike, when you got down to the 8, what did you expect from them in that situation? And what did
coverage.
You
expected coverage. They played coverage. We didn't win on a perimeter. And really didn't have anywhere to go with the football. Is what I saw.
It's kind of an ongoing issue, the winning on the perimeter. How do you get that rectified?
You know, it's just it's like each and every week, it's a different battle. You have one-on-one battles based on what the defense is playing. You have two shell coverages, you have three shell coverages, but at the end of the day, you have to beat the guy over here, particularly with the leverage he's playing, and we could do a better job.
Like Aaron at one point looked clearly to be having some sort of issue with his left arm. But
he's a tough son of a gun. Aaron took a couple shots there on the elbow and the hand and was able to play through it. I really don't have the extent of the injury. I've not been in the training room yet.
Defensively, what did you think of that? Other than the receiver screens, looked like you guys did a pretty good job on that.
Yeah, I thought the receiver screens were very productive for him. You know, their ability to get their line down the field so quickly and get up on us, and we got to do a better job there. So particularly on the one drive. And so, I mean, like I said, I think they handled the ball well. They did a good job in some of the longer down and distances, particularly with the screens. I thought we did a good job with the line of scrimmage, frankly, on both sides of the ball. I thought our defensive line it looked like we did a pretty good job up front there. And I thought our offensive line, particularly in the run game, did a good job.
Mike, did Eddie not have a good handle on the ball, on the fumble, or was that?
The ball was away from his body. It was the defender hit it out from behind. That's not the way you carry the ball.
So, Mike, where do you – I mean, you're not accustomed to a lot of home losses or not playing as well. What do you tell your guys, and where do you go from here now?
Oh, we're gonna go beat Detroit. We'll go from here. I mean, this is a disappointing loss. It's first in our travel, so – it's a game we expect to win, but we didn't play well enough to win. So the preparation on the field was very pleased with it. But you know, we're not getting it done in the classroom. We got to demand more as coaches, or we got to make changes. So we'll look hard at it. We're not going to overreact to it. But you know, there's a pattern here in certain areas, and we need to adjust it. You know, or change it, or emphasize whatever we need to do to play better when we line up.
So, Mike, you always say that we can't overreact. We're not going to overreact. But so, where's the line between overreacting and making changes? Because you might
changes, adjustments, and emphasis. I've been talking about it for years, and that's the filter we'll run our evaluation through after we go through the evaluation of this game, and then we'll put that into the plan in Detroit. And we'll go. So, you won't be able to tell the difference. There may be something different. You guys are excellent with the personnel distribution and things like that. But I mean, there's no big something's broke here. I mean, we got to do a better job on the little things. You know, particularly if we make plays on the ball tonight, the outcome has a really good chance to change. So I mean, that's the difference between winning and losing in this league.
Two more.
Is your running game the best thing that you got right now? You think? I mean, tonight.
Well, I mean, it is the last 2 weeks. You know, and it's. I thought it was clearly a strong point of our football team coming into the season. So, I mean, that's more for postseason evaluation. But I like the way we ran the ball tonight.
Is that something you think maybe you have to look at emphasizing even more than you have?
I think we emphasize it. It's a number one. I mean, every game plan I've ever put together here starts with the run game.
Mike, when you talk about plays on the ball, you're talking more than just drops by your receivers. You're talking
anytime the ball is available. You know, you guys go to practice. We do more damn ball drills here in the history of football. So, and it didn't show up tonight.